Raw materials.
The stone retaining walls and an earth embankment to the north were part of the 1873 Housatonic Railroad spur, enabling trains to get close to the furnace operations. Iron making required large amounts of raw materials. In 1887, the Kent furnace used 1,500 to 1,700 bushels of charcoal, 30 to 35 tons of ore from South Kent or Salisbury, and 3 to 4 tons of limestone to produce 14 to 15 tons of pig iron each day. Whereas limestone and iron ore could be left in piles outdoors, charcoal had to be kept dry, and it was kept in sheds where the Eric Sloan Museum is now located. A fire in 1892 destroyed the stored charcoal and contributed to the failure of the business. Photo 1. Preparing to burn the charcoal. This photo shows the charcoal mounds. Wood is stacked and burned with little oxygen to carbonize the materials. This increases its burning efficiency. Photo 2 is of the building and mining equipment of the Salisbury Iron Mine during the 19th century. Iron ore was mined and transported to iron furnaces for further processing. Photo 3 shows the series of large wooden buildings to the right of the blast furnace. Known as charcoal sheds, they housed the charcoal to keep it dry. Photo 4 shows a collier, which is what the people who created the charcoal were called, standing atop a charcoal mound in the woods. Smoke rises from the mound. To the left is another person tending to the mound. A wooden ladder leans against the mound in the center front.